Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
This episode is brought to you by AK Underground Comedy. Join Devin and Dan Wednesday, May 27th at 8:30 p.m. at Jilly's Music Room in downtown Akron as they present their monthly comedy show. This month is Zachariah Durr, Ryan DiPerna, and Chris Klemm. It's free. AK Underground Comedy, May 27th at 8:30 p.m. at Jilly's Music Room, 111 North Main Street, Akron, Ohio. It's next to Luigi's.
Before we start this podcast, here now is the NBA's recap of last Thursday's Game 6.
It's the playoffs, Game 6 at the Bulls, so we know it's going to be an intense game for 48 minutes.
We got to bring everything we got. It's a desperation game for them.
Do or die. Bring it all.
The scene now shifts back to Chicago, where the Cavaliers, with a win tonight, can take yet another step toward the ultimate prize. Game 6 between the Cavaliers and the Bulls. The Cavs lead the series 3-2.
Outlet to Dunleavy, one man to beat, but it's James. Shuffle pass, and Butler throws it down.
Come on, now make a miss. We got to get back. Too many transition baskets. Get a little bit more discipline.
James spins, slam. Pretty play from James, who's one rebound away from another triple-double. Dellavedova, oh, Thompson, and a foul. What a beautiful pass. And Thompson got it to go, and a chance for a three-point play.
Take good shots. Take good shots.
Dellavedova is in the lane. It's good. Dellavedova in double figures.
How good has he been?
Lead the Cavs in scoring tonight. Dellavedova puts it in. Matt Dellavedova once again. An extraordinary performance from the backup point guard. So the Cleveland Cavaliers are back in the conference final.
First of all, I decided to give you a day off tomorrow. You earned it. Second thing, fellas, and the big thing, and nothing stronger than the power of team. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Good job, fellas. Everybody, good job.
Together, man. 1, 2, 3.
Together.
His name is Matthew.
My name is what? My name is what? My name is
Matthew Dellavedova.
My name is what? My name is what? My name is
Matthew Dellavedova.
Me. My name is what?
Excuse me.
My name is
Matthew Dellavedova with 3 trays.
You're talking to the Rolex wearing, diamond ring wearing, kid stealing, woo, wheeling dealing, limousine lights, jet flying. Son of a gun, and I'm having a hard time holding these alligators down. Woo!
I'm helping a little bit more on LeBron James. 1.5 remaining. James for the win. It's gone. LeBron James at the buzzer.
I thank God every day for LeBron James for bringing him back to his home state. The O-H-I-O. You guys thought that we were done? The bat bowls, the bat bowls. You were once our rap bowls, but now that we won, you are done? The bat bowls, the bat bowls. It was a good track though. Started doing fun, now you're done?
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Eastern Conference Finals. This is Chris Klemm here, Chris Klemm's CavsCast C4 Podcast at C4Pod on Twitter. What's up, everybody? It's time to celebrate. Yes, it is true. Everything that we thought would happen before the playoffs have happened. The Cavs vanquished the Bulls. They beat them on their own home court. They ran them off the floor behind Matthew
Della Vedova.
Yes, Matthew Dellavedova, 19 points per game. What? 19 points per game. What? 19 points in that game led the team. That's right. The boy came up big. He came up strong in a game where Kyrie Irving was hurt. And everyone from Jalen Rose to Isaiah Thomas, everyone in the national media had it out against the Cavs. They said they had no chance in the madhouse at Madison, but guess what? They did it. They did it again. Game six, it's over. And now, tomorrow night, we get ready for the Cavs to face the Atlanta Hawks. That's right. In the Eastern Conference Finals, it is going to be the number one seed and the number two seed head-to-head. One team goes to the finals, probably will get destroyed by the Warriors, but that's okay because right now it's about the Eastern Conference Championship, and the Cavs have to be considered the favorites. Now, I saw some crazy people saying that the Cavs had no chance. I believe Israel Gutierrez, the man whose eyebrows are always on fleek, picked the Cavs to lose in five games. Well, you know what? I can't believe that. Because I don't see how you would think that could happen. I don't care who the Cavs play. The Atlanta Hawks, yeah, okay. They have four All-Stars. The Cavs have LeBron, maybe Kyrie, and a bunch of other random parts at this point because of all the injuries piled up. So it doesn't matter who they play, who's on the floor. Because they still have the two best players in the series. By a lot. By a lot. How many guys on the Atlanta Hawks would you want to start for the Cavs? Maybe Korver at the two, even though he's better at the three. So, okay, Korver, he's a more consistent shooter than J.R. Smith. So, yes, Korver. And right now, maybe Al Horford over Mozgov, but I don't know because he's clearly a much better player, but I don't know if he's quite the rim protector. And playing next to Kevin Love, that's kind of what you need. But, okay, LeBron, better than anybody they have. Kyrie, better than anybody they have. And even though he's hurt, Kevin Love, better than anybody they have. So, no, the Hawks cannot compare to the Cavs. Even the Cavs down one-third, the big three, are still two-thirds better than the mediocre four. Yeah, that's right. I said it. Jeff Teague is the only one of those four. No, not even, really. If anybody, it's Millsap. He was probably the best, most talented player out of all of them. But let's be real. He's the only one that's probably would make an all-star team any other time. Or Al Horford, when there's actually some decent big men in the East. I'm totally getting off point. But the point of the matter is the Cavs have LeBron James. And they didn't even need him to play that great to win game six. He didn't score that much. He had a great game. He empowered his teammates. He was passing. He was rebounding. He was playing defense. But they don't even need. They beat the Bulls with LeBron James scoring 15 points in a closeout game. They can kill the Hawks. As a matter of fact, I expect them to break out their hunting license and to shoot them out of the sky because I don't think they're going to let the Hawks stop them from going to the NBA Finals. Cavs are the team to beat. I don't care. F*** the Hawks. I'm going to say it right now, just like all those annoying Chicago fans. I'm going to say it. Nobody even in Atlanta cares, really. They've had horrible attendance for the last 6 years. The Hawks in the playoffs had worse attendance than the Cavs with one of the worst teams in the league. That's all I can say. And their arena sucks. I was there before. Half of it is flat, which makes it really weird acoustically because it's like attached to the CNN building. Congrats to the Hawks. They look like a regular season team who did big things in the regular season, and that's it. So they went to six games with the Nets. I hate to break it to you, fans, folks, pundits, national media, everybody around the world making predictions. If they went to six games with the Nets, throw all the stats out the window. Throw everything out the window. That means they have no shot in my mind against the Cavs because the Nets aren't even close to being as good as the Cavs are, even minus Kevin Love, even with Kyrie Irving on one leg. It's just a fact. So good luck, Hawks. My prediction right now, Cavs in five. That's right, five. Maybe six. I don't know. I think the Cavs will win, though. I just backed down off that in 10 seconds. Before we even think about what's going on right now, I have a voicemail from Steve Guy who is going to explain how we should act, feel, and be now that the Cavs have beat the Bulls.
Chris Clem, let's talk about it, man. The Cleveland Cavaliers on their way to the Eastern Conference final is amazing. But I want to talk about some of these fans that are still pissing me off, man. Listen, the Cavs won. It's great. We're all very excited. But dude on Twitter, no. Matthew Dellavedova does not deserve the max contract, all right? Just chill out a little bit, bro, all right? Thanks so much. I know he's Deli from down under, but that doesn't mean he deserves to put us over the cap. Meanwhile, all you people standing in bars here in Cleveland, listen, I'm going to watch the Cavs to enjoy the Cavs on the big screen and all over the bar and have some drinks. I don't need you douchebags going in there and during the Cavs game and after they win, start thinking that every team from Ohio needs a chance. Don't give me this OH during a Cavs victory. And do not chant, "Here we go, Brownies," in the middle of May and the Browns are not even in training camp yet. Relax. You too. Take a chill pill, bruh. All right? Meanwhile, this whole playoff system is pretty cool. It's kind of like the Cavs are exercising past demons. First you take down Boston, then the Chicago Bulls. Sure, there's no Jordan, but whatever. It's still satisfying. And then next, Randy Whitman. Potentially. I really want that series just to exercise the demons. I mean, do you guys remember that brief Randy Whitman era? Dreadful. That's right. Randy Whitman coached the Cleveland Cavaliers, and they were god-awful. Please, let's exorcise those demons on our way to an NBA Finals. Peace!
That's right. This is about the Cavs. This is about Cleveland. This is about following this team, and this is what we're going to do as fans. This is what I'm going to do. I'm pumped they beat the Bulls. I'm so happy to shove it in everybody in Chicago's face. Yes, the Cavs beat the Bulls. No more Jordan. We got the best player in the NBA now. You guys don't. Have fun having a decent regular season team that should be good on paper lose to a team that's injured and flailing around, but we still have the best player in the world. So, sorry. I wore all my Cavs stuff. I didn't care. I was an a**. I can get away with it. I'm a big guy, so do something about it. Now that they are moving on to the Hawks, I got to say big ups to Tristan Thompson, Matthew Dellavedova. They came through in the clutch. Honestly, Mozgov only had two good games, but they were when they needed them. And J.R. Smith, he's always on fire, man. J.R. Swish! Iman Shumpert, this is coming together as such a cast of characters, and I'm excited to see where they go. Before we end this episode and get ready to watch the game tomorrow night, here to break down strategy on how the Cavs can beat the Hawks is the coach of the Chris Clem CavsCast C4 podcast, Coach Connor, with Coach Connor's Corner.
Coach Connor!
Hey, Coach Connor here. I think the key to the Cavs defeating the Hawks are they have to do some things, not necessarily offensively, some defensive moves. Like, they need to hire the actor Ethan Hawke to sit in the stands and support the Cavaliers. Now, the Hawks, with their identity confused like that, they're going to struggle to move the ball from side to side. They're not going to get the penetration they need, because you're going to be looking at Ethan Hawke and going, man, that guy's a really good actor. How can he support the Cavaliers when he should be supporting Atlanta Hawks? I mean, we're kind of the same. Maybe one more vowel. Maybe that's the only difference. But we don't understand. Why is Ethan with them? Why isn't Ethan with us? And if that doesn't work, maybe you could just have the police arrest a few of the players. If their legs get broken, hey, you have to learn how to get along with police departments. That's all there is to it, Atlanta. That's the key. Cause them confusion. Stop the ball movement, because that's what they're really good at, and make them think twice before they do anything. That's the key to victory for the Cavs. Go Cavs.
Coach Connor's Corner.
Thank you, Marv. I think the Cavs are going to follow that, and if they do, it's a guaranteed victory. All right, everybody, game time, Wednesday night, 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 7:30 Central, 5:30 West Coast. Cavs, Hawks, game one, Atlanta. I'm excited. I can't wait. Let's see what happens. Go Cavs, all in. Praise be to Mozgov. Long live Deli. Do it up right. Go Cavs, all in. I'll see you on Thursday.
This is our town. This is our team. And I'm proud to say, hey, this is Cleveland. This is our town. This is our team. And I'm proud to say, hey, this is Cleveland.
Chris Clem's Cavs Cast is brought to you by Chris Clem. The Cleveland Cavaliers do not support, endorse, or in any way approve of this podcast. If you'd like to get a hold of us, our phone number is 330-822-2296. Or you can email me at c4podcast@chrisclem.net. Thanks for listening.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Lowe's knows how to help you save. This July 4th, get up to 40% off select Whirlpool kitchen appliances. Plus, get an additional 10% off when you buy two or three select major appliances. And when you buy four or more, you'll save an additional 20%. Find the right appliances and features that fit your kitchen's unique needs and style. Shop Whirlpool 4th of July deals at Lowe's. Valid through 7/9. See Lowe's.com for details. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Selection varies by location.